Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
This is Jonathan Williams of WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, and I'd like to welcome you to another exciting edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. I hope everyone had a great Easter, and we've got a big show tonight. Bullet Club Invasion is happening this Saturday in Barnesville as part of Southern Fried Championship Wrestling's event. That is April 11th, and fresh off the plane from Japan, we've got Bullet Club's own Doc Gallows, who is no longer one half of the IWGP Tag Team Champions. That now belongs to The Kingdom, Matt Taven and Michael Bennett. We'll talk more about that, but Mr. Gallows is going to be bringing some friends with him. My understanding is he will have Ming, a.k.a. Haku, calling us in about 10 or 15 minutes. Then Doc and Bad Boy Tama Tonga, who is actually Haku's adopted son and also a member of the Bullet Club, will be calling in shortly thereafter. Still awaiting both of my co-hosts, John the Body Johnson and the Jagged Edge. Hopefully they will be joining me shortly. Until then, you just have me. Let's see. I posted a new review of Furious 7 starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson at WrestlingWithPopCulture.com this past Friday. You can go check that out. Didn't get to see any wrestling this weekend, at least not in a live setting. I did start watching the Ring of Honor Winter Warriors Tour DVD of the Atlanta show from February 21st, which I've gotten about three matches in, and it's even better with commentary because, of course, when I was there live, the commentary could not be heard. So, let me see what I can do about getting my co-hosts. Perhaps this is one of them now. Doesn't appear to be. No, it is not. Sorry about this. The Jagged Edge, if you're listening, please call in. John the Body Johnson, please call in. Because nobody wants to hear me ramble on for another 10 minutes before we get to our guests. If you are listening to this and you attended some wrestling shows over the weekend, namely, I believe SFCW had an event. I know PCW did. If you want to let me know how those shows were, please give me a call. I'm just checking out gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com for upcoming events. This weekend is a big weekend. Oh, I know Deep Southern Championship Wrestling had the return of former WWE star Mason Ryan taking on Cyrus once again. So if anyone was there for that or knows the outcome, I'd love to hear it. I wasn't able to make it to the show, but I'm sure it was a great match. 615 area code, who is this and how are you tonight?
Fine, thank you. This is Charles Chicken Hernandez. And I have to tell you, I may not have been at the shows you mentioned. I was at one in Sparta, Tennessee. It was the Slantas. It was a real barn burner. It had, one of the matches was Sabu versus Eric Dragon Andrews. And Eric Andrews won that match. However, Sabu didn't take it very well. He attacked one of the refs, and basically he had, during the match, he had help with a what looked like a genie and some other guy who I don't remember. And then there was the main event that was really wild. It featured Tracy Smothers and Rob Conway, the current NWA champion, taking on Ricky Morton of the Rock and Roll Express, and X-Pac was there. And they and X-Pac and Ricky Morton won that match. And all in all, I can truthfully say we all had a great time.
Was this Saturday night?
Yeah, it was Saturday. Out in
and
Sparta,
what promotion
Tennessee.
Was that?
It was called Slam Test. And it was also a TV taping for NWA Saw, which unfortunately, I have to say, is no longer at the Sawmill. They closed down because, well, the person who was running had some issues with the landlord.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all complicated, really.
So X-Pac, fresh off of his appearance at WrestleMania, wrestled in, where did you say it was, Spartanburg?
Sparta, Tennessee. That's south of Cookeville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we've got another caller whose number I recognize. You're on the line.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Larry. How's it going?
Okay. I was curious about, I wanted to chime in on, ask a couple questions to Charles there about this Sparta show.
Yes.
Nope. What about attendance, Charles?
Oh, the place was practically packed.
Really?
Oh, yes, it was. Considering it's a small town, I mean, who could blame them?
And this show was put on by, the guy formerly known as Maniac Mark Anthony with Saul.
Yeah.
Wasn't he the main promoter for it?
Well, yeah. They were there taping a show. I'm pretty sure they're going to show highlights from it for the next week.
When you say showing highlights on NWA Saw?
Yeah, however, problem with that is they have it slated at 3 o'clock a.m. on Sunday mornings.
Ouch.
And the reason you would not believe is they aren't closed captioned. And for the life of me, I don't know why they would even concern themselves with that.
Uh-huh. So it's one of those station requirements, I guess, huh?
Yeah, more or less. Well, actually, that comes from the FCC. And for the life of me, I don't know why they would worry about something like that. I know many shows I watch on TV that don't have closed captions and get away with murder about it.
So one last question about this. It's interesting that Mark Anthony or Mark Houchin, he doesn't advertise matches. He just advertises names and is able to draw these big crowds.
Well, I can't imagine why that'd be big. I mean, number one, this place was a small town. I'm pretty sure there's not much going to happen in Sparta.
Larry, I saw you posted a review of Empire, right?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. A fine, fine show.
That was also Saturday night?
That was also Saturday night, and that was an excellent show. It was everything Andrew Alexander said it would be. It was really, really a fun show. What very parts of the state and see really good shows. That really wasn't the case going back a year or two ago. They're just, you know, good shows all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, things are off to a great start as far as wrestling goes in Georgia for 2015, for sure.
I did hear that Peach State did not draw well for their show. they were down to their core audience. I don't have any, like, report about the quality of the show, but as far as attendance, not one of their better nights. And I wondered, you know, like, if in general Easter, you know, the Saturday before Easter is not really that great of a night for wrestling, although, of course, Empire did do very well.
Well, that was one of their bigger events of the year, right?
Their big one. Yeah, they consider it their biggest.
Okay. Well, I still don't know where my regular co-hosts are.
Yeah, what the hell, man? Where's your co-hosts?
I don't know. I mean, I heard from JJ earlier today asking me who tonight's guests were, but he also kind of quit last week. I don't know if you heard the show.
Yeah, I did. I did.
I talked to him after the fact. He said he would be back, but I don't know if he just had a change of heart yet again or what's going on. And I haven't heard from Jagged Edge since
I thought, sure, Jagged Edge would want to come on and run his mouth about whatever happened in Southern Fried.
And that's a bad thing?
Yeah.
I've heard
talk about that as well. And then he also has a few matches this weekend at New Generation Pro Wrestling, and I don't know if he's part of the Barnesville show or not for Southern Pride, but figured he'd have plenty to talk about.
Yeah.
I guess it'll just be me, and if you are willing to stay on for a while, Larry, that would be great.
Well, I'm really interested in hearing from Doc Gallows and his friends when they call in here in a couple minutes.
Yeah, well, they just got back from Japan, but I did get confirmation from him earlier today that at least he would still be calling in. The plan was for Ming to call in and then Doc and Tonga.
Well, you know, if we could just talk Bullets Club for a second, how about Young Bucks coming down here to Georgia and Alabama in the month of May? That's going to be very interesting in its own right.
Yeah. I was actually trying to get them on the show, but apparently they both have children on the way. So between their little bit of downtime they have with their families and their worldwide wrestling schedules, they're not really doing a lot of interviews. But Bullet Club is strong for sure in Georgia over the next few weeks. But in general, I mean, a lot of those people live in Georgia or from Georgia. Let's see. We've got a caller from an 864 area code.
Jonathan, this is JJ.
JJ, where you been?
Man, I got called into something. I actually have a few minutes of a break. I wanted to call and apologize on air that I won't be able to be in for the whole show. Some other commitments, some real life stuff is kind of blocking me out, but I just wanted to call in, check in, say hey, see how everybody's doing.
Well, I guess you must have scared the Jagged Edge off last week, because he hasn't called in yet either.
Oh, wow. No Jagged this week?
Not yet.
One could only hope.
Well, you know, like I said, I was really, really upset. You know, I still hold fast to my stance that, you know, with him on the show, it's probably best that I'm not here. But, you know, I want to remind everybody that Anarchy is this weekend, that we have a huge television taping. You know, make your way up to Cornelia. That includes you, Jonathan Williams. I know that you like to remain a hermit and stay, you know, inside the perimeter. But, you know, there is life outside the perimeter. You know, there's life outside of the Atlanta metropolitan area, so make your way to the mountains. You know, we'll put away the banjos for a couple of days, you know, just to have you come up there so you won't have to run.
I will definitely make my best effort.
That basically means he's not coming.
I have learned. I was there the first show of the year.
Hey, and you do realize we're in April. We're now to, like, show number 6 on the
yeah.
year. So, yeah, you do realize you're 5 shows behind, sir.
Well, I keep up with it on the website.
Well, and you keep up with it through the great reports of one Larry Goodman as well.
That too, yeah.
Larry Goodman shows up. Larry's there. What's your excuse?
It depends on the weekend.
What do you got going on this weekend, Jonathan Williams?
I haven't looked that far ahead yet.
Man.
Come on, Jonathan. He's putting the pressure on you here.
All right. Well, I'm writing it down now. Anarchy Wrestling, Saturday night.
You don't have anything.
I don't have anything else currently penciled in for Saturday night. So it's a pretty good chance I'll be there.
Well, sir, you heard it here. You heard it here first from one Mr. Jonathan Williams that he is going to be in Cornelia. Now I want to see if he's a man of his word. I hate to call you out, Jonathan, but I want to see you there because this is going to be huge. I mean, we got a huge night ahead of us. You know, we got to see exactly where Anarchy's heading, you know, for the rest of 2015. I mean, you know, every single one of our champions has, you know, seemingly turned their back on the company, and they've aligned with Stephen Platinum, who put out a YouTube video last week, and the title of it was PCW Anarchy. Are you kidding me? We haven't had three initials in that promotion in over 3 years. It's Anarchy Wrestling. So I, for one, I'm looking forward to being there. You should be there. You want to get a first-hand account. You don't want to have to depend on getting Goodman's report at 6 o'clock in the evening, almost 24 hours later. You know, and the thing is, and that's not a dick on you, Larry. I mean, that is because your reports are very detailed. They're very good. You know,
yeah,
I mean, they do win the Bill Barron's Award for grammar mistakes sometimes, but, hey, you know, it's all good. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And by the way, I want to say something else, too. You know, has Anarchy Television been exciting here the last few weeks?
I wouldn't know. I never watched it.
Why? Why are we not watching Anarchy Television?
Well,
JJ,
for openers.
You ever met Chicken Hat?
I'm sorry?
Have you met Chicken Hat before?
No.
Well, I'm not in Georgia. Maybe that's why you haven't met me.
Oh, well, fair enough.
But, of course, I've never really seen Anarchy, mainly because it don't play in my neck of the woods.
Do they have internet in your neck of the woods?
Yes, but I'm basically computer illiterate.
Well,
I'm proud of it.
Says the man who's a regular on a podcast.
that is disturbing. But no, you guys got to check out Anarchy Television. I mean, you know, you got to keep up with what's going on. I mean, just because you're there doesn't mean you haven't seen everything. You know, it's good stuff.
I assume you'll be
and
there.
And the crowd
Larry.
Goes mild.
I assume you're going to be there, Larry.
You know, actually, I might be in Barnesville. I'm tempted to go to Barnesville.
Nobody goes to Barnesville.
Well, I've never been, but this might be a first.
Let me tell you something, Larry. I'm just going to say this. It was nice knowing you. That's a place you don't come back. Hey, no, I will tell you a true story, though, real quick before I had to get out of here because I had to get back to this, what pays me before I get in major trouble. But check this out. Back in, I want to say it was 99, we did a show in that same building at the Barnesville Rec Center for a show called IWU.
Oh, God.
And you've heard me talk about Moose before.
Yes.
I am not kidding. The ring was 2 hours late, but it didn't matter because we drew like 12 people at the building. And we couldn't figure out why we only drew 12 people. Well, you know, me, I was working in the office, but I was doing a lot of other promoting for a Marietta event we had coming up, and I kept asking Moose, have we gotten posters out? Have we done this? And Moose said, yeah, of course we did. And he told me who he gave the posters to, and I'm not going to out that person here. And I asked that person, I said, did you get the posters? He's like, I never got a poster. And then a few of the like street team people we had down there said, nobody ever sent us any posters. We never got anything. So... You know, it was like, it was a town that's starving for entertainment because a couple weeks later we went to a town called Milner and we actually drew really, really nice, and Milner's even smaller than Barnesville. So I'm hoping you know, that Southern Fried draws a really great crowd down there because it's an area that, you know, stars for entertainment, but, you know, they're really, really, you know, it's a really nice building, it's a really nice facility, but I hope they draw more than 12, and because I think they would because they actually put posters out.
Well, and I'm thinking with Doc Gallows living in the area, I'm assuming that he's got a role in the promotion here and is, you know, close to the, you know, to the scene there. That's what I would hope anyway. I guess maybe we'll find out a little later.
Well, yeah, and he had a Facebook post up or a Twitter picture or whatever up a couple of weeks ago of him actually putting up a poster as well. So yeah,
there
I can
you
imagine,
go.
You know, the promotion's well. But, yeah, that's another lesson in promoting 101. If you ever know who Moose is and you've ever seen what Moose does to promote, do the opposite and you'll be successful.
Boy, that show in the Cobb County Civic Center was one of the craziest, worst abominations I've ever seen.
Oh, my goodness. And that's a whole other conversation for another time.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
Oh, my God. It was a six-hour show, and I was actually part of that show. I just wanted to shoot myself between the eyes. Especially when Ruckus walks out and Hardbody Harrison ends up being his replacement, and he's running through the Cobb County Civic Center from Abbey trying to avoid getting hit with a plastic chair. So, but of course, not too much running now for Hardbody Harrison. You know, it's kind of hard to run behind bars, so.
Another story for another day.
Yes. Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I really hate that I got to cut it short on the show tonight, but next week I promise I will be back in full JJ regalia.
All right. Well, have a great night.
Hey, good night, guys.
Larry, have you ever listened to Doc Gallo's Talking Shop podcast?
I have. One of the funniest on the air, I would say.
Did you listen to the most recent one?
I did not.
I listened to it yesterday because I figured I should be up to date on it since we'll be talking to him. And it was just 30 minutes of chaos, which I think they often are like that, but I think this was more.
I was going to say, that's not really new, is it?
I think the entire Bullet Club plus Trent Beretta and some other people, I don't know if they were in a hotel room or what, but they were just all, there was no structure at all. It was just constant talking. And
right.
Every once in a while, I would hear Doc Gallows plugging the April 11th SFCW show and running down the the list of who all was going to be there. Just over the chaos, I'd hear that. So he's been promoting it pretty well, at least from what I can tell.
But he's not here to promote it tonight, evidently.
Well, he still will be, I believe. We've got caller from 667 number. Who's this?
Hello, how you doing, Jonathan?
All right. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm loving your show.
Who are we talking to?
It's Mr. Hollywood, Roger Davis.
Oh, how's it going?
It's going good, man. Going good. Going good, man. I'm sitting here listening to your show. And you also got the Mr. Roger. What is it? God, I'm so sorry. Mr.
Larry Goodman?
Goodman. Larry Goodman. Larry Goodman, yeah.
John, yes, nice to speak with you. I've never had the pleasure before.
Yeah, you two guys do a lot for the Indies, man. I just want you guys to know I appreciate you guys, man. I appreciate you guys a whole lot. And I'm pretty sure a lot of other promotions do, too.
Well, thank you.
But,
I have a question for you since we've got you on the line.
Go ahead, sir.
We had Mike Knox on last week, and I think I just saw that he has canceled his appearance at SFCW this Saturday. Is he still going to be at your show on Sunday?
No, he had. He's going to be going to Japan, so we have to respect that. And we have a great replacement. Luke Gallo is going to be replacing him, and we're going to move forward with that, man. You know, it was nice. Nice. I mean, I promoted hard with Mike Knox, and he got a big opportunity, man. I'm rooting for him over in Japan. So, but we got Luke Gallows coming in, and I'm pretty sure he's more than capable of filling his shoes. So, It's gonna be a pretty good show in Reynolds. It's gonna be a pretty good show. I like to call our show the encore after the Barnesville show.
Do you know where Jack Edge is tonight? He's usually my co-host, and he's your champion.
I don't know what Jack is at. I mean, he probably poshing them belts. I don't know. I don't know. After, you know, that running, he was, you know, AJ was going. I went to Southern Fried Saturday, and that build up with him and AJ is going, I think it's going to break their attendance record. But I don't know what's up. Jack and normally be on by now. Maybe, like I say, he's playing with his belts, polishing them up. So he got to defend his New Generation title this coming Sunday against Brian Kane. So, you know, he's pretty hot right now in the industry. In the Indies, I mean, I'm sorry. He's pretty hot right now. So hopefully he's working out.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's working out, man.
I suspect it's something like that.
Yeah, man. But I'm not going to hold you guys up, man. You know, I'm not good with words. And people know that. I just wanted to call in and let you know, man, I've been listening. This is my second time listening to you, and it's a good thing you're doing, man. And back in the wrestling industry again, I took some time off to reevaluate my career, you know, and became back a better person. You know, I talked to Shane Knowles and the owner of Southern Fried Championship Wrestling, you know, and this time I'm not in the wrestling business. I'm in the business of wrestling. So that's a big difference right there. So we going to do it right this time around, you know, and hopefully, you know, I can earn a lot of respect back. A lot I have earned back, but, you know, we're going to do it right this time, you know, and we're going to spend some money. We're going to bring in some good talent. And we're going to see where we can take this New Generation Pro Wrestling to the next level. We're moving to the National Guard Armory next month. So that's a big step for us in Reynolds, Georgia. So we'd love to one day maybe have you bring your monsters down there, man. I'll take care of the building. You bring the ring. Let's get some people in Reynolds one day, man.
Sounds good. What did you say you talked to Shane Knowles about?
Well, just a little questions I ask him, you know, because you never hear nothing negative about that guy. So, you know, you want to always be mentored a little bit. So we talked a little bit, text a little bit, you know. And you just got to just make sure when you're doing business, you know what I mean, you got to prepare for a rainy day, you know what I mean? And that's what I didn't do the first time I was in the business, you know. I was backwards on everything, you know, just didn't mean no harm or nothing like that. It was just when it didn't draw, you know, I was caught slipping, you know what I mean? But that's not where you do business. The way you do business is you have everything up front between 85% and 100%. But right so far we've been having everything up front for the wrestlers, and, you know, so that's how I'm going to do business here on out. I was never, ever in the business to take advantage of nobody. I just wasn't prepared. That's all it was. But I moved on from it. I moved on from the AWE incident. I'm all about New Generation Pro Wrestling right now and moving forward and trying to bring in some big talent, man. That's what we're doing now. We're spending money. We're going to build Reynolds, Georgia. It was pretty much, that's where my family's from. My roots and my family's from Reynolds and Macon, Georgia. So that's where I'm pretty based. Those are my two base places I'm running. But I'm going back to College Park in June to prove to people that College Park can draw. What I was doing wrong in College Park was I was promoting in the wrong area. So I've been talking to the guy that ran the Hilton Arena, and he told me where those College Park fans are, where I need to be at. So we're going to go back June 14th, and we're bringing a superstar to College Park. Not one, three. So it's going to be good. Jonathan, I hope you make it there, too.
Clarification, you're running Henderson Arena on June 14th?
No, sir. I was talking to the guy who ran the Henderson Arena to locate those loyal fans that he had. Why was he,
okay,
you know, I always go to the, you know, because College Park, Harris Arena ran for years. So,
yeah, that was a wonderful building for wrestling.
Yeah, and I talked about getting that building. So, but when I went there, the lights wasn't on and all this stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. Right now I'm trying to just locate the fans, and, you know, when he told me where I need to be promoting that in College Park. So we're going to build it up, man. We're going to bring in three superstars, and we're gonna have a good show. And hopefully, you know, you guys can come, you know. Of course I won't charge you guys, but, hey, we're going to come back to College Park June 14th with a new attitude. We're going to leave. If I leave College Park again, it's going to be on my terms. It's going to be the right way. And I can say goodbye to the area on my own terms. You know what I mean? Because the way I left wasn't cool. So, I want to
so what building are you running on the 14th? Is it the same building you ran before?
Yes, yes, yes. We drew, when I first ran a show back in July 2013, we drew over 200-plus fans. Second show, we drew 150. Third show, 100. And it went down for football season. That when I wasn't prepared. Football season, Sundays, it didn't work out. But I also admit I got lazy promoting too, though. So I wasn't pushing hard like I did the first three shows I ran in College Park. So it's 50-50. You know, I blame myself. You know, I take the hit. I take the blame for what happened in College Park as far as attendance, because I wasn't, you know, I was not promoting hard like I supposed to in November and December. So, I mean, but yeah, you got to look yourself in the mirror. When you do wrong, you got to look yourself in the mirror and admit it, you know. That way you learn from it, you move on, you know. Good time, it's a whole different ballgame. Hey, Larry Goodman, I hope you get a promoter comeback award, because I want to be one of the nominees for it.
All right. If we have that, you would definitely be on the list. But I want to know, are you going to be exchanging Christmas cards with Josh Wheeler this year? I mean, what the heck was that all about?
You want to know what that's all about? And I'm going to be totally honest, Kyle. He went off on me, but I'm going to forgive him, man. This is the deal right here. And I'm going to be straight up about it. Josh Wheeler is too smart for his own britches. But if he uses his smartness the right way, this guy could electrify. He can run the company to the heights or whatever he wants to run it to. But when you take a guy, and you bring a guy, when you see a guy down, and you come in, and you ask the man to drop his name, East Coast Wrestling Entertainment, and change it to AWE and tell him that he's the owner. I'm just the guy in the background. I'm going to pretty much do your job. He's going to spend the money, back the company up. You know, that's what he was brought in to do. And his winning partner was supposed to get a percentage. But I swallowed my pride for the wrestlers. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay, so I swallowed my pride. You know, I thought about it. I said, okay. I said, I want to be a better promoter. So let's do it. You know, let's change it. Let's make ECW better. Let's move it to AW. Let's change the name. And so I promoted the first show. They did. But when you cannot tell a man where the money's going, you can't show on paper. Okay, this is where it's going, Roger. Okay, we're going to be business partners. You need to let that person know where the money's going. You need to know the bank account. You need to know the licenses, all this stuff. I mean, they was doing stuff that I had no clue what was going on. So my theory is what I thought they was doing was just looking for me to go out here, hustle a crowd up while they work the social media and make these two great big shows and cancel me out, which they pretty much did, but they didn't draw, because the second show, I was hip to what they was doing, so I didn't even promote the second show because he couldn't prove to me that I was a part of that company. I mean, everything they was doing behind closed doors, him and Murder. Everything they was doing behind closed doors. So you can sit up there and say, okay, well, Rousey Hollywood did that and other. AWE is ECWE. I mean, in my opinion, they stole it. I'm sorry. Come on, you don't tell a man, you don't ask a man to give up his name and everything, and I do all that and tell him he's this and that. You know, I got hijacked for ECW, and it's fine. You know, they doing their thing. They hopefully they find their little spot now. They in the masquerade, but pretty much, you know, that's a company that's pretty much ran on a lie. You know, they lied to me, both of them. You know, I trusted them, and they went behind my back. I went to the last show in College Park, and I found out from the guy who runs the gym that they weren't coming back no more. So I got in my car after the show, and I saw I wasn't no longer on the Facebook thing with them, you know, and they also thanked me for whatever I've done and such, and they told me, bye. So that's how it happened, you know what I mean? That's bad business, you know. I trusted them, and they portrayed me. They stabbed me in the back, you know what I mean? If you want to help a promoter out, You come in, you show them how it's supposed to be done, and we move on forward together. But you don't do stuff behind the back. I'd even like the way that, and I know Jonathan and Joshua are friends, but I didn't like the way that he made that, said that my show, the monster scared our fans away. I knew he may have been joking, but that right there is something you don't do in this business. I took it like, oh, so you're going to blame Jonathan? No, people came to see Jonathan's show. Don't say that his monster scared your fans away, because I thought that was a shot at Monastery. I took it that way. I don't know how Jonathan took it that way, but you don't do that. You have a bad turnout. You have a bad turnout. You live with it. You move on. But, you know, that's Wheeler, man. He's made so many enemies, it ain't funny. But the guys are smart. I give him that. And what they did to me was probably the best thing that ever happened to me, because I became a better promoter. You know what I mean? I surrounded myself with better people. I surrounded myself with positive people. So it's up to me to get my respect back, my name back. And I will in due time, because I really wasn't, you know, that bad of a promoter. I just wasn't prepared for tough times. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. And I wish AW well, but do know, they hijacked me for that. So, hey, the wrestlers, they got some of the best wrestlers I've seen. And I'm going to give them props. They got the best. They got product out there that can take them to the next level. But, you know, they just got to keep it up, man. And I hope they one day they own up to what they did and we can shake hands and move forward. But am I going to hurt somebody? No. I didn't get rich off of ECWE. It's not worth it. You know what I mean? The old Hollywood, I would have been, but no, not this one. I'm moving forward, man. But do know that they hijacked me for ECW. They portrayed me. They stabbed me in the back. And then after a man gave up his company's name, you know what I mean? I gave up ECW for the better, the wrestlers, for the wrestlers, to make it better for them. And they stabbed me in the back. And Murder One played me like a puppet, like he was my friend. And he played my other friend to talk me into doing it. But it's all good, man. I know y'all got more shows to go on, but new generation is new generation. We moving forward.
All right. Yeah, well, we do have we have guests lined up who are waiting and actually going to be part of your show this Sunday. So thanks for
all right, man. I'm listening.
Thanks for
calling. All right, man. I'm still listening
to that. And let us know when you can talk more about that College Park show in June, and we'll have you come on or some of the other people that'll be part of the show.
Yeah, I listen. I'm not good with words, so I get on. But I got guys who can talk, like Chris Nams, and you know they good wrestling talking guys. So me, I'm too emotional. All right, man. I'll talk to y'all later, bro.
All right.
And thanks for everything, y'all.
Sorry, I cut you off. What was that last part?
Nah, see, I appreciate everything y'all do, man, and y'all take care.
All right, you too.
All right.
Bullet Club 444. for life.
Gallows, is anybody with you?
Well, my wife's inside the pharmacy and my son is here with me.
No,
thanks
mean.
For welcoming me to the show. I like that intro music. We just came off of one straight month in Japan of me hearing that every night, so I'm gonna hear it again this coming Saturday. We got a star-studded lineup coming to Barnesville, George, to get that town up and running strong again. I'm so looking forward to it. And, you know, I don't mean to cut you off. I'm just excited about this card, and I want to talk about it. You know, you got the Bullet Club, Tonga. You have myself. You have the legendary former WWE, former WCW, Haku, a.k.a. Ming, whatever you want to call him, one of the faces of fear will be with us. And I think it's going to be special seeing him in Georgia for the first time in many, many years. And then we had to make some changes on this card because guys had scheduling conflicts, but I don't think it's hurting us. I think it's helping us. You'll see Rock and Roll Express's own Robert Gibson will be in the house. But a brand-new signee for this card that I'm very excited about. I locked this thing down as soon as I landed here today. My buddy Big Mike Knox, Knox from TNA, is going to Japan next week. He just got put on a tour for IGF, which is another Japanese company that I worked for previously before going to New Japan. He won't be able to be in Barnesville. But replacing Knox in Barnesville, we have Ethan Carter III, EC3 of the Carter family, will be with us, and he will be in action. Along with my wife, Amber O'Neill Gallows, we got Barnesville Southside Trash, we got Big Iceberg on the card, we got NWA Georgia champion Tyson Dean, we got Andy Anderson. This is going to be a great, great, great night of professional wrestling, and I hope that you guys, anyone in the area, come out and see this, because you're going to see some guys working their butts off and putting on one hell of a show. And I'm really excited to be working with SFCW, with LG Promotions, kind of combining our efforts and bringing together a really, really solid card of action.
Yeah, well, I saw the EC3 announcement just before we went on the air, actually, and that's a big deal because he was here just a few months ago at Peach State out in Carrollton, but
right.
He had his shoulder surgery or elbow surgery or whatever right before that. So he actually didn't get to wrestle. He just appeared and he did a seminar and stuff, but he will actually be wrestling this Saturday, correct?
He will be wrestling. He will be in a singles match this Saturday night. So yeah, please come out and check him out. The guy's got a boatload of talent. If you watch him on TV, you know that. And it's going to be really cool to have Tama Tonga of the Bullet Club alongside myself. And I'm really excited about seeing Haku. That's a guy that a lot of us grew up on. And you hear the legendary stories about what a badass that he is and the things that he's done and the achievements that he's accomplished in our business. So I'm honored to have him on the card Saturday night, and I think people are going to be very excited to see him. I know that I am.
Yeah, same here. I was excited to talk to him tonight, but do you know what happened there?
I don't know what happened there. He's telling me he's calling into your number, but nothing's happening, so I don't want to piss off Haku too much.
No, nobody wants to piss him off. But
you know, when I hang up, though, I'll try again, because Tama just landed in Orlando, Haku's son, who's in the Bullet Club with me. And he said that his dad had been calling in, but I didn't know if he couldn't get through. I don't know if he needed to push a button or something, but I think this was his first attempt at doing a blog talk kind of deal, so he might not be used to it.
Well, we've had some issues in recent weeks with people calling in and saying the same thing, but I have like a switchboard where I can see the numbers that call in, and I haven't seen any other than the ones that I brought on the line. So not sure what's going on there, but happy to talk to you again. Did you have any I'm guessing you had some hand in, you just said it was kind of a joint promotion between you and SFCW, so you kind of lined up some of this talent for them or for this show?
Yeah, and we're going to be doing some more of that too. So I'm happy to be on board with those guys, and it's going to be a nice show. And I'm just lucky because I've worked so many places and been around long enough that I know a lot of people and stuff. So we were juggling all day trying to replace Knox. I talked to, 10 different guys. But it got me excited when I was doing it because I was thinking, man, we can bring some people into the area who have never been here before, and I think that it'll get people really excited. You know, I'm full-time with New Japan Pro Wrestling, but I still follow everything that's going on back stateside, and it seems to me that independent wrestling is having a resurgence in different pockets of the country, and, you know, I don't see why we can't have one right here in Georgia. I know there's a lot of strong promotions that are running right now, and I think to be able to contribute to that, and from a selfish standpoint, too, like, I my schedule's so insane right now that I don't have a desire to go fly and do these independent bookings on my few days off from Japan where I want to be home with my family. So if I can help out and pull together some good cards that are around where I live and do some local stuff, then that's what I'm really happy doing, you know.
Yeah. Well, we were talking before you called in about how the Bullet Club has a pretty strong presence in Georgia over the next few weeks because the Young Bucks are going to be up at WrestleJam.
May 7th, Spring Gold at WrestleJam, absolutely. Yeah, right. I'm excited about that. That's going to be the biggest, like, Bullet Club presence together in Georgia by far. You know, Tom and myself will be there, my wife and the Young Bucks. So that's going to be a really exciting night of wrestling, too. And Paul and those guys have done a great job. They've lined up a fantastic card up there in North Georgia, too. So if you can come out and check that thing out, please do so. And then I had to step in for my good pal, Knox, who is going to Japan this coming weekend. So I'll also be appearing in Reynolds, Georgia. I think I heard some of what you guys were talking about before I came on the line there about what's going on there. But I will be in action in Reynolds, Georgia this Sunday, April the 12th as well.
Is it going to be yet on Sunday?
It's in Reynolds.
Right. Do you know who your opponent is going to be?
I know that I'm tagging with Logan Creed against, I believe, Chris Nelms and
Oh, that's right.
his partner, Big Andy. Is that his name? I'm sorry. I have too much wrestling in the last month, guys.
Yeah. They're called the Trinity. I know.
The Trinity. I've seen it. I've seen him talking smack and stuff. I didn't know his singular name. What a way to put a guy over by not knowing his name on the radio. Sorry, brother. I was speeding out of your Sunday.
Well, we still have Mr. Hollywood. You still there?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hollywood, what's a good word, brother?
What's up with you, Gallo? You're a busy man.
Yeah, man. I just landed, and here I am doing more. We're going to be I'm excited to see you on Sunday. We got a big card Saturday night, big card on Sunday. Going to Barnesville tomorrow morning to do the morning radio show there and push the stuff a little more in Barnesville. Hold on. Let me take it off speaker, guys. All right, you there? Sorry about that. Yeah. But, yeah, it's there's a lot going on, man. It's a busy schedule. There's a lot. This is a great wrestling weekend all over the state, it looks like, from my vantage point. So I think it's going to be really exciting. Hollywood, feel free to join us in Barnesville Saturday night too, man.
Oh, man, you know I'm going to be there, man. I'm going to be in the house. I'm going to be in the house, man. I'm a Bullet Club follower, and, you know, I'm glad you guys are coming in, man, and making some noise. I call my show the Encore, so, you know.
All right, perfect, man.
I told my fans, you know, I've actually passed out flyers of y'all's show also in Reynolds, so.
Well, that's greatly, greatly appreciated. I think it's great when instead of trying to tear each other down, we can try to help each other out, and it's just going to make a better wrestling environment in this region for everybody. I've thought that forever, so, yeah. We can scratch each other's backs, help each other out, make each other's shows better. Then there's more wrestling fans to go around. It's better for everybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's only like 35 miles from Barnesville, 35, 40 miles. So
I think people drive out, man. Bring some flyers Saturday night. We'll hand them out to the fans there, too. That'll be perfect.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. You know, maybe we can do some super shows together, you know?
Absolutely, man. That's what I'm looking to get into. I want to bring some of these, you know, we got such great talent here, and we can combine that with some of the great talent that's, you know, all over the world and in the big companies and stuff, too, and then let them get a look at what we got here in Georgia, because I think that we got some really, really talented guys that the world doesn't know about yet. So I think it's an exciting time.
Oh, man, it's good. Wrestling been good to me since I've been back, man. I took 8 months off, and it's been good to me. I mean, I feel refreshed, and I know the business a little bit better now. I'm still learning, but, you know, man, Barnesville is going to be the place to be, and that encore is going to be in Reynolds, Georgia, but Barnesville is going to be stacked and packed, baby, and they're going to tear the house down.
Man, we got a big weekend, guys.
You just don't know what you're going to be missing, period. Get there in Barnesville. Matter of fact, get that 2 hours early.
That's right.
That parking lot will be packed.
It's going to be packed, man. If you want to get tickets early, anybody, you can get them at the door. But if not, come on out to Trojan Tire. It's on Veterans Parkway right there in Barnesville. I'll be there signing autographs from 10 a.m. until noon. Saturday morning, my lovely wife, Amber Gallows, will be there with me, so you can take a picture with her, say hello, grab some tickets, or if not, if you're busy during the morning hours, come on out that evening and we'll have tickets at the door. And once again, we got just a fantastic card lined up for you guys. I'm going to hit the names again just because I want to. We got EC3, current TNA superstar. We got the Bullet Club's Tama Tonga, as well as myself, Luke Doc Gallows. We have WWE WCW legend Haku, a.k.a. Ming, one half of the Rock and Roll Express, Robert Gibson. We have my wife, Amber Gallows, Tyson Dean, the NWA Georgia champion, Andy Anderson. The Big Iceberg's going to be in the house. It's just going to be stacked, and there's a lot more that I'm sure. I don't have a cheat sheet in front of me. We're driving, but it's going to be a great night. And while I'm throwing out free plugs, follow me on Twitter at ImpactDoc. Listen to the worst podcast ever, Talk and Shop, on MLW.com. Let's see, I'm trying to think. Is there anything else? Oh, yeah. And buy my merchandise, ProWrestlingTees.com/BigLG.
Speaking of Talk and Shop, excuse me, I listened to this most recent episode, and it was all about the Talk and Shop movie that came out
Talk
today.
And Shop. Yeah, the Talk and Shop movie has officially dropped. It's available on... How do you say it? Vimeo? Vimeo? I don't know.
Vimeo.
Our producer,
Vimeo.
Rocky Romero. There you go. You said it. He dropped that thing today, and my Twitter's been blowing up. People are getting a good response. If you listen to the podcast, I think you're going to think it's funny. If you haven't listened to the podcast and you watch the movie, you're going to think we're insane then want to listen to the podcast. So either way, do it. We do this podcast live from Tokyo, Japan. We filmed the entire first chapter, that's what we're calling a movie. It'll also be the worst movie ever in Japan as well. And you really get a kind of a unique perspective from some guys that are good friends and had a great time in their careers. And we're just trying to show everybody a little bit of our creative side, which could get dangerous.
Well, I haven't
okay,
looked
guys.
It. I haven't checked it out.
I'll, also, while I got you, before I hit this dead zone, 706-816-9630 if you want to reserve tickets for SFCW Barnesville Invasion this Saturday night, April 11th. So you guys still got me here. I'm driving through a bad area, but I want to pop this number one more time if I can. It's 706-816-9630. Ask for Chris. They'll line you guys up with any ticket reservations you need.
And just so you know, his tag team partner on Sunday is Big Andy.
I know now. The Trinity. I know the Trinity, guys.
Yeah.
I know the Trinity, but now I'm going to have to eat that rib. That's my own fault.
Have you ever worked with Logan Creed before?
I have. Never on the same side of the ring, though. We wrestled one-on-one, maybe 2-3 times here in Georgia in different places. I like him. He's a big hard-hitting guy. I like his style. and I think we're going to complement each other very, very well. If I can't have Machine Gun Carl Anderson by my side, I'll take Logan Creed any day.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think that's a great team, and I didn't know you guys had wrestled each other. Do you remember where that was?
I know we actually wrestled in Monroe, Georgia for Southern Fried Championship Wrestling previously.
Okay.
And then we wrestled, I want to say, down in the southern part of Georgia for, I believe it's APW, Tom Chiazzo and those guys.
Yeah.
I think that might have been the other time that I was in there with him. But yeah, I like him. That's another example of these guys, you know, these big, young, talented guys that are around the state that I really think have potential and could do something. You know, like the Drew Adlers, there's so many guys that are up and coming now. I'm not doing a lot of these independents because of my schedule, but every time I go, I see somebody who impresses me, you know.
Well, I guess we covered pretty much everything that you have coming up at least this weekend.
Yeah.
When are you going back to Japan again?
I head back out to Japan on April 15th, so I got a short stretch at home, but that's okay. So I'll go back April 15th to May 4th, then I got some stuff to do in America and Canada while I'm home, and then I think I go back again after that May 24th, so it's definitely a busy schedule.
Yeah. Do you guys have a rematch against the Kingdom lined up just yet? Hello? Sounds like we may have lost Luke Gallows, but no. I think I'm coming a little bit. Maybe. Oh, well, I guess not. Well, I think it's been a little bit of a chaotic show tonight, but I appreciate everybody that called in. Chicken Hat Charles, Larry Goodman, Roger Davis, Mr. Hollywood, and, of course, Luke Gallows, Doc Gallows. Next week, let's see, what do we have coming up next week? We'll have, I believe his name is just the Dragon from Mucha Lucha, which is happening April 19th. It's been a while since we've seen a Mucha Lucha show, but they're always a good time. We might have another guest next week, but I'm still working on that. So until then, check out gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com to find out about all the other upcoming events this weekend. And check out wrestlingwithpopculture.com for more movie reviews, DVD reviews, interviews, etc. Hopefully next week we will solve the mystery of the missing Jagged Edge. And, well, we should see him in action next weekend at various shows at SFCW as well as New Generation Pro Wrestling. So until then, this is Jonathan Williams, and we'll be back next Monday at 7.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.